From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Accusations go back and forth between U.S. and Russia. A top Russian diplomat has criticized the U.S. for creating unprecedented anti-Russian hysteria when it publicly accused Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks that were aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections. According to the foreign ministry's website in Russia, the deputy foreign minister Sergei Ryabkov said the supercharging of emotions about Russian hackers is being used in the pre-election fight. The current administration taking part in this fight is not averse to dirty methods. Late Friday, the U.S. administration stopped short of calling Russia's intrusions an act of cyber war, but said it is confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee in July. The commander of U.S.-led international forces in Afghanistan, together with the country's defense minister on Saturday, traveled to a nearly besieged southern Afghan city and assured residents they would not let it fall to the Taliban. General John Nicholson, the commander of NATO's Resolute Support mission, told tribal leaders in Lashkar-Gah that international air power and enablers will be available to Afghan security forces. He promised the city will never fall to the opposition. He reiterated that Afghan forces have secured most of the population centers throughout Afghanistan. Greece's Coast Guard said that 131 migrants were rescued on Saturday off the western coast after their vessel sent a distress call and was found rudderless at sea. According to initial reports, the migrants were believed to have been trying to reach Italy. Neither their nationalities nor the boat's point of origin were reported. Harbor police helped the boat make it to the docks at the western Greek port of Mythone. All aboard were safe. This is VOA News.